20-year-old Nanto Raligbera is studying to become an aeronautics engineer, not in his native Madagascar, but in France.
I was drawn to France because of the closeness between our two countries, and especially because studies for foreign students here are almost free.
But an increase in French foreign student tuition fees for next academic year is changing that calculation.
I was pretty shocked to hear about it, because it's about 15 times higher than the basic tuition costs. It's significant. It's not part of the budget that we had planned for when we left home.
The higher fees are part of a new government initiative to revamp its international higher education strategy. Dubbed Welcome to France, it aims to boost the numbers of foreign students coming here from about 300,000 today to 500,000 by 2027. The government plan aims to tackle administrative hurdles by simplifying student visas, offering better housing, and more French language classes. It also aims to expand France's educational presence in Africa. But the planned tuition hike has sparked protests in Paris and elsewhere. A number of public universities have opted not to increase their fees. That includes Paris-Escrete University, or UPEC, just outside the French capital, where Raligbera studies.
UPEC est une université internationale. Nous souhaitons le rester.
UPEC is an international university, and we want to stay that way. And a large part of our international student body comes from North and Sub-Saharan Africa, where students can't afford a tuition increase.
Laurent Thévenet is UPEC's vice president for international relations. He says the university supports many other parts of the government's plan, but the tuition hike is a sticking point.
We want students to be welcomed in the best conditions, but we don't want to increase the tuition.
African students aren't the only ones worried about more expensive fees.
Serbian students who, if they don't have scholarships, start facing issues coming even to France.
MBA student Katarina Vukovic is also at UPEC. She's happy about the quality of the education here, but like Raligbera, she is also counting her euros.
So if you sum all the money that we need to have on our bank account to come here with the tuition fees, which are symbolic, we already need to have 10,000 euros on our account, which is a lot from an average family from Serbia, where the average salary is around 400 euros.
France is the world's fourth destination for foreign students and leads the pack for non-Anglophone countries. It's home to the iconic Sorbonne University and prestigious business schools. Even with the tuition hike, its university fees remain among the lowest in the West. But France has been losing ground in recent years.
We are competitive. We are very competitive. The problem is we receive a lot of students, but maybe we don't receive them very well.
Olivier Rollo is a French journalist specializing in higher education.
When you come here from all over the world, you expect to live like in America, you see, in big universities, campus. In France, it's not very like that. So maybe the students are a bit disappointed.
Let's give a very warm welcome to President Emmanuel Macron as he comes up to share his remarks, please.
Thank you so much.
Experts like Rollo say the country's higher education strategy serves larger goals by expanding French influence and interests abroad. It's been a theme of President Emmanuel Macron during visits to Africa. Over the decades, presidents and business leaders, especially from France's former colonies, earned university degrees here.
It's important to get the best students who will, tomorrow will be in charge of their countries.
France may also profit from potential barriers to studying elsewhere, including tougher immigration restrictions in the United States and uncertainty over Brexit. The government aims to increase scholarships to offset tuition hikes for the neediest students. But France also faces intense global competition when it comes to higher education. A recent study released after the plan was announced found plummeting enrollment for the next academic year by African students, who make up about half of France's foreign student body.
It's not very a problem for Chinese students or Indian students or American students to pay more. It's a problem for African students to pay more.
There's a risk, Kolo says, that some of the best and brightest may head elsewhere, to Saudi Arabia or Turkey, for example, which offer generous scholarships, meaning that for the less affluent, the Welcome to France plan may end up having the opposite effect of what it intended. Lisa Bryant, DW, Créteil, France.